This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Tuesday, family. It's the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you listening. How was your day yesterday, Hannah?
It was really good. I was on a high after the show for a long time because we went to St. Boniface in Edwardsville to do Valentine's. Holy cow! It was awesome.
It was.
The schools for our Cupid project that we are collecting handmade Valentines from schools all over our community and then delivering them to nursing homes and senior citizen living facilities, personally, have just outdone themselves this year. Like every single time I think it can't get any better, can't get any more creative, they go and totally surprise us. So we walk in to the school, and it's the entire school, huge assembly, and the kids are just ecstatic. It's like kindergarten through eighth grade.
They're and going, the teachers were like, Hannah prepared you for the game you're playing, right?
Right.
And we all were like, no.
Yeah, we're all waiting for Hannah, by the way.
Hannah was also and get gas. 15 minutes late.
Yeah, she should have stopped and get gas, and somehow getting gas for Hannah took her 15 minutes. We're just sitting in the principal's office. I'm very comfortable there. I've been there before. And so we're sitting there just talking with them, and they're like, so you guys ready for the game? And we're like, no, what? She's like, oh, yeah, Hannah told you. And you should have seen the look on AB's face. AB's like, I don't play these random games. What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, we're going to quiz how smart you guys are. We're like, yo, we're in radio. You won.
Oh, yeah. And it was so cool. They had, like, buzzers.
Like a quiz game. Like, literally, like, it was like we got to play Jeopardy, guys. It was like a mini Jeopardy.
It was awesome. And you did very well, Brett, I will say, especially pulling out the outsider characters.
It's my favorite book.
Knowing the planet with the most moons.
Saturn.
I was very impressed.
Did you tell your science teacher wife that I knew that?
I said that. I said, you know, Brett ruled science, and here I am knowing that the claw is what the aliens worship in Toy Story. So there you go.
I was good on the pop culture front.
Yes, you got a pop culture question. It really came down to we all had gotten to point, and we looked at AB.
Mm-hmm.
When the final question was musicals, we're like, thank
perfect.
God.
We got it in the bag. Yeah. Literally all of you guys like just immediately looked at me and I blanked.
They're like, in the musical. We're all like, over. We just dropped our buzzer. Like,
yeah, my hand was off the buzzer.
Yeah. Who plays? And this girl just rings in, shows up AB, is like, Galinda. Ariana Grande's character plays Galinda in Wicked. And we're like, yo, AB, where were you?
Yeah.
And we lost. And the final question. We put up a fight, though, guys.
Yeah. We were waiting for some, you know, Bible trivia because it was a Catholic school.
Yeah. Where was that?
Yeah, where was
I still don't think you would have gotten it
right. Yeah, we gave you musicals. Don't act like, Amy, you're known
it
for
it wasn't your knowledge that was lacking. It was your response time.
Yeah. It's probably your joints that are, like, just hurt or something. You can't squeeze the buzzer. So the bottom line is we had an awesome time, collected a ton of Valentines, but AB let the team down. Way to go.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, all of the employees at the Pittsburgh airport deserve a raise because they realized that someone was missing their stuffed animal. It's a little stuffed bunny. And so they decided to go to social media and create like this little Instagram reel showing that Stuffy was missing, and they were doing different things with Stuffy, and they were sharing Stuffy's experience at Pittsburgh Airport. You know, he was riding the terminals, he was at the bar having a drink, waiting for people to find
him. Stuffy.
Yeah.
Well, it ended up that Stuffy was able to be reunited with his 6-year-old owner, all because of the power of social media. So he was found in baggage claim last Monday. He ended up going home safely. He had a really good time and even got Instagram famous. So good for Stuffy. Glad to hear he's safe and was in good arms.
It's like that reminds me of that time that on our way back from Kevin's graduation party that you guys all skipped. I don't know if you guys remember. You guys skipped it.
Oh, we remember.
So you guys probably forgot. But my son, the trip was so long to Kevin's house. We like stopped in the middle and my son forgot his stuffed animal or his baby. And Kevin drove
Carrie.
Out. Yeah, and Kevin went and got Carrie mm-hmm. for my son. He was so sad. Mm-hmm. He was so happy. And I think now Kevin's his favorite on the show because of that.
Things we do for our kids, right?
Yeah, right? What a cool story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, on the Brett Maga Show, we have to discuss a video that was posted on our Instagram. If you go to our Instagram, the Brett Maga Show, AB actually posted an amazing video about how, like, you know, when love is in the air at this time, a lot of people talking about dating. Mm-hmm. She is not alone when she is single because she's got friends and family. Mm-hmm. She also got a Christmas tree up that's always with her at all times.
Yep.
Poll of the day is, do you judge people on, what is it, February 11th? Is that where we're at, February 11th, if they still have their Christmas tree up?
Nope.
So does
not at all.
Our so does, company, yeah, by the
our
way.
Our office one is
our
still
office
up.
One. And everyone was talking about it yesterday. And I said, it's cool. AB still got hers up. Mm-hmm. That's what I told people yesterday. And
yeah, I mean, I don't mind. But it is funny. I brought my family to the studio this weekend. We were at a Blues game and we stopped by. And the first thing they noticed about our office, they're like, oh, you guys still have your Christmas tree up.
Everybody notices. I'm judging.
I don't even notice. But I don't mind. I
of course
had
you don't. You look at, you walk into your apartment every day right. and you see a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I had like some like little reindeer in my room and I took them down like, I don't know, like maybe 2 weeks ago.
I'm judging.
So yeah, I don't
I'm
judge
judging
at all.
Too. Yeah. The only thing that would allow you to still have it up is if you change it with the certain holidays. Like if this was a Valentine tree now that then moves into like St. Patrick's Day and then to Easter, I'm cool with that. But yeah, we've got a neighbor down the block who still has his Christmas lights up.
Yeah.
That still are on and you're like, okay, it's the one house. Come on.
AB's video is awesome. If you go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show, and every word she said it was great, except for the fact that I was distracted. I'm like, what's she doing with that Christmas tree?
The Christmas tree makes me happy, so I'm leaving it up. I support that.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover trending stories on the Brett Maga Show. So I'll read a headline, and then Hannah will either tell me keep it moving, or she'll say, ooh, kind of curious about that one. We'll cover all the stories in the next 2 minutes. Like, if your pet has a microchip, it might not be working right now.
Why?
Does Bear have one, Anna, your dog? Is it microchipped?
I don't know.
Any? No, not microchipped.
My dog is.
Carly Rae Jepsen needs
a microchip. The one that runs away. Yeah.
Well, you might not be able to find her. So there's this company that does a lot of those microchips. It's called Save This Life. It went under. And so the chips stopped working, and they have to be re-registered. I guess the American Animal Hospital Association said they're working on a database to get, like, the information, and then you have to re-register those microchips. It does cost you most of the time, like, $20, but you have to look up if your dog is microchip. The company that put the microchip in, yeah, went under, and so they might not be working anymore. So be aware of that.
I don't think Bear is microchip.
Well, a little PSA about microchip.
I won't go through that company.
Right.
The planets are aligned. What does that mean?
Probably something bad, right?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
So sky watchers are being treated to a breathtaking planetary parade. Six planets, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Venus, Neptune, and Saturn are all in a row. And so on February 28th, they'll have a seven-planet alignment. When you look up in the sky, you'll be able to see them all.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know if it was like retrograde.
Yeah, it probably does mean something like that. I don't know, but I just know the scientific stuff because I'm very scientific.
Mm.
You can look up and see seven planets online.
That's cool.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. Changed your game. multitasking myth.
I don't multitask. Keep moving.
You're actually doing a better job. They say people who multitask are getting less done.
Oh.
How many people watch the Super Bowl?
Not AB. Keep it moving.
That's what it says. Everybody but AB. That's what the study said.
I bet that's a headline.
Every single household had the Super Bowl on. Most watched event of all time, and one of our friends did not watch it.
Wow. Yep. And I didn't miss
anything. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Julie, you read. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No, I was at work.
All right, good. There are a lot of Super Bowl questions.
AB didn't watch it either. So. Yeah.
All right, Hannah's going to leave the room. Julie's going to answer 5 pop culture questions. Hannah, get on out of here, and we'll ask Julie a bunch of questions about the Super Bowl that she did not watch. All right?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Who won the Super Bowl MVP?
Mahomes. I can't think of it. Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Yep, yep. yep. Who was the first sitting president to ever attend a Super Bowl?
Trump.
Okay. What city was the Super Bowl in?
Kansas.
Yep. 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 Kansas. Good city. who is Kendrick Lamar dissing in Not Like Us?
Oh, I have no idea.
Want to just take a guess? Like Mahomes?
Yeah, Mahomes.
Yep. He's probably just taking some shots of Patrick Mahomes in it. And then let's get away from Super Bowl because clearly you did not watch it. In Forrest Gump, what does Mama say life is like?
A box of chocolate.
Boom! Oh, there we go. Right, yeah. All right, 2 out of 5. You did get Trump was the first president to ever attend a Super Bowl. But let's see how we do. I'll see how Hannah does. See if she watched the Super Bowl herself in one song, okay?
Okay.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. We just got done asking Julie 5 pop culture questions, a lot about the Super Bowl.
Great.
And Julie clearly did not watch it at all. She got 2 out of 5, correct.
I watched it, but I don't understand what happens.
So. Oh, good, because there's
We're
a lot of...
basically in the same boat.
All right, Julie, how you feel about Hannah here answering these questions?
I think she might have me on this one, though.
Maybe, we'll see. Let's start off with who won the Super Bowl MVP, Hannah?
Is it a person or a team?
You might have a chance here, Julie.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Who was the Super Bowl MVP?
Patrick Mahomes.
Somehow you guys both answered with Patrick Mahomes.
Honestly, how bad he played, he probably should have been for the Eagles.
The Eagles won.
Okay,
yes.
So Mahomes plays for what team?
The Chiefs.
So you think the MVP, most valuable player, came from the losing team?
Well, maybe Mahomes did really, really good and his team just sucked.
All right, good theory.
That can happen. Yeah. You're right. It happened years ago. The Cowboys had MVPs and they lost the game.
I was thinking of that situation.
Yeah, it was more like Mahomes probably wasn't.
That was the situation that Anna was thinking of. Yeah, yeah.
Never forget.
Yeah, never. No, Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
Who was the first sitting president to ever attend the Super Bowl?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, the first time ever a president attended the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What city was the Super Bowl in?
New Orleans.
All right. Well, who is Kendrick Lamar dissing in Not Like Us?
Oh, this is easy. Kev, we know this. Drake.
That's right.
In Forrest Gump, what does Mama say life is like?
Life is like...
For real? I thought...
I thought that was a...
Yeah, I thought
that
was just going to be a gimme. We go 4 out of 5.
Life is like a box of chocolates?
Yeah, there we go.
I wanted to say a box of lemons, but that didn't sound right.
Sometimes it can be like that. Right. Hannah gets the win. Julie... That's a tough loss. You put up a really good fight, it felt like. Julie, you have to say this is Julie and I got schooled by Hannah.
Just Julie and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. Phone chargers, most common thing left behind in hotel rooms. Given. Obvious. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to dig a little deeper. What's number 2 on the list?
I'm going to say underwear.
What the?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I always leave underwear at a hotel. I don't know.
Whoa. You don't have to go any deeper.
I will explain like so that everybody gets their head out of the gutter. You know, when you take a shower, when you change, right. You know, they can get lost easily.
Okay.
I'm going to say the pillow they bring, because sometimes you bring your pillow from home and then you forget that you've brought your pillow from home.
Ooh, that's sad. I'm going to say jewelry.
Jewelry.
I always like will leave my necklace on the sink or something.
Good answers, guys. Underwear over there. Somebody got it correct.
Hey.
Said, who do you think got it right? 2 days in a row. That answer's coming your way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Answer to the Mega Mind question of the day has already been guessed by someone in the room. Phone chargers are the most common thing left behind in hotel rooms. This is number 2. Hannah, your guess was?
I said underwear, and everybody judged me, but I'm just speaking the truth.
Kev?
I said pillow, the pillow you bring from home.
And I said jewelry.
What do people think on the text line? Who do they think got it right?
Well, people are split between me and AB because we both got Mega Minds correct yesterday. And you said one of us was it.
I was just saying that somebody got it 2 days in a row. Or someone at this exact same time has gotten it correct 2 days in a row. And it was Hannah.
Oh, you guys were judging me.
Dang it.
Thinking I was, you know, whatever. And yeah, everybody leaves their undies at a hotel.
Yeah. Phone charges is number one. Underwear is number two. Things forgotten and left behind at a hotel room. Hannah's on a streak, guys. She's 2 for 2. Let Woo! Other people play. Okay, Hannah? Jeez.
No, I'm just so good.
Mega Minds.
All right, so we're on the phone with one of our teachers who are participating in the Cupid Project, and that's where teachers have called up and said, my classroom, and then it turned into, like, schools and districts, signed up their entire schools to make handmade Valentines. We go and collect them from, and then now we're at, like, 26 schools, and then we are going to go and hand deliver them to nursing homes and senior citizens, let them know the younger generation is spreading love and kindness. And Katie, this is year number 2 for you. Signing up for the Cupid Project, but a new school this year, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, I moved to a parochial school where my children go.
Yeah, so you're at St. Boniface in Edwardsville. So we came out there yesterday, and we thought we were coming out and just having a good time, and you had the entire school at an assembly, Katie. Not to brag, but that was incredible.
Yes, it was.
You know what? We only go big.
Katie, so Hannah had left us and was getting gas, and you go, hey, are you guys ready for what we have in store for you to play the game? And AB, you said what?
You were like, Hannah told you guys what's happening, right? And I was like, she did not tell us a single thing.
I wanted to leave you guys, you know, on the edge of your seat.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want you to get cold feet walking into the game.
We would have probably.
You know, I think it was the best way to do it.
So, Katie, what did you have planned for us?
So, we had been talking about what we thought would be a good idea for you guys to do. And I'm like, okay, we've got to make them work for it.
Right.
And so we just had a spelling bee at our school a couple of weeks ago. We thought about putting you guys up against our spelling bee champ, but then we decided it would be a whole lot more fun to do our version of Hannah's homeschool.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys had buzzers and everything. This
was
like,
awesome.
We were like on a game show in front of the entire school.
We got to get your contact of like who purchased that buzzer because we need one for our studio. Seriously.
We're always arguing about who yelled out the answer first.
Right.
Yeah, it's for our Scholar Bowl. So they use that.
Awesome. We were neck and neck. It all went down to the final question. And in pop culture, were 2 points. And you're like in the musical. And we're like, AB's got this.
Mm-hmm.
And AB did not
and
get it.
And I blanked.
No, our girl Natalie came in with the clutch.
Yep.
Shout out Natalie. Yeah. And
the real musical.
The real musical star.
Whatever.
The kids were awesome. So yeah, we lost. We got our butts kicked in a game show like quiz game. And we had to say, this is the Brent Maga Show. We were schooled by St. Boniface.
Yep.
The Eagles.
Blue Jays. You know what? AB and I seriously were mesmerized by this Blue Jay. I mean, I've never seen a mascot be more awesome in my life. Like, he's up there with, like, Fred Bird.
Yes, he is. He really is an amazing mascot. You should come on Fridays during dismissal. He wears traffic cones.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I bet he does. Yeah. I want to be friends
with
him.
He's the best.
That's amazing.
You know, our consolation prize, the basket of Valentines, was unbelievable, too. The individuality, the artistic ability, what the kids wrote in those. Again, it's so neat to go to these schools and see that these kids get it. They understand what they're doing and what this Cupid Project is about.
It was amazing just to see their creativity. I was impressed last year, and this year it went to a whole new level.
Yeah.
And their hearts are just so full of love, and they just want to spread that love and kindness. And it literally brought me to tears many times doing these cards with them.
Why did you decide to do it and bring it to another school and decide to sign up to do it again?
Well, because regardless, I would have been doing it myself because I did it prior to the Brent Maga Show.
Wow.
So it would have been something I would have done anyway. And I just absolutely love the fact of being able to contribute and be a part of this huge project.
Well, thank you so much for organizing it all, being so much fun, but then also just welcoming us with open arms and sharing so much love and kindness and sharing those messages because they're going to go a long way.
Well, thank you so much again for letting us participate. And we had so much fun with you guys. You were the talk of the school yesterday. So everybody was so excited. And then you got to meet one of your text families. So that was even more
fun. Yeah, the musician fam.
Musician family. And that's not their last name. They're musicians.
No, it's not.
That's so funny. Okay, Katie, next year, rematch. Deal?
You got it.
Guys, I got to watch the Super Bowl in my basement, and my dream came true. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Luke Bryan tickets coming your way in about 6 minutes from now. But it sounds absolutely silly and ridiculous that just being able to watch some of the Super Bowl in my basement was a dream of mine to come true. But a couple of months ago, we started getting water in the basement that led to, like, when that big rainstorm came in, the entire basement got flooded. It was like Noah's Ark. And literally, people just, like, had a boat. You could just, you know, like, do some fishing if you wanted. And we ripped up all the carpet, and we had to do all these remodeling and repairs, and I talked about how my father-in-law came and stayed with me, my dad came and stayed with me. I felt like during the holidays it was extremely stressful because we had some guests come in to town and we couldn't use the half of the basement, and I don't have a big house at all, and I have two little kids that want to run and play, and all I kept saying is when we were trying to do these home remodeling and repairing and trying to get our carpet in, I was like, I just want to make it to Super Bowl Sunday. That's when I want to be able to have, like, be able to use it again, because we haven't been able to use it for months. And on Super Bowl Sunday, my kids were running around the basement and the game was on. Not everything was done. The place isn't complete by any means. We still have a project on our hands. But they were in the basement running around and the game was on. I was like, hell yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird about it, though, is I put so much pressure on myself to, like, one, to do that, but also just, like, felt like crap the last couple of months that, like, our house, like, you couldn't use, like, half of our house. So I felt like I couldn't provide for my family, that they just felt, like, squished. I felt like they were missing half their stuff. I just felt, I don't know, I felt like I was letting them down as a dad the entire time. I just felt so crappy this last couple of months, like, not like myself, and felt icky because we were dealing with whatever, like a natural disaster. It wasn't even our fault.
I was going to say, I wish you didn't feel that way because you literally had no control over it. And as like, sometimes I forget like how much of a journey this whole damn basement thing has been. Like,
right.
Even when you would call people to help, the help couldn't help.
Yes.
And it was so out of your hands. But like looking at it now, I'm not glad that any of it happened, but I'm really glad that, like, you got to have that moment at Super Bowl and you got to, like, really appreciate your house and appreciate your space, and your kids, like, got double the joy and double the freedom on Super Bowl.
Right.
No, you're right. Like, God works in mysterious ways. They always say that's, like, a cliche quote. But I felt like that was an issue that we weren't addressing. We get, like, a little bit of water every now and then in the basement, and then we're like, we just dry it up. And so it wasn't something we were addressing. And so we got, like, a sump pump and addressed it. And because of the flooding, we had my father-in-law come into town for those 3 weeks, and he was like, he's super handy. I'm not. Like, I don't even know how to fix a light. And he was like, let me fix a bunch of stuff that's broken in your house. And he was able to do some, like, remodeling of things. So not even just, like, repairs, but then we end up remodeling the house and making it just more functional. Mm-hmm. And none of that would have happened unless, like, this basement gets flooded and forces our hand to do it. We just would have kept ignoring the problem. Sometimes, like, if you keep ignoring a problem, there's, like, sounds like spiritual, but God will just be like, all right, here comes a flood. Mm-hmm. Like, stop not addressing it. And so I kept not addressing something. And it really did. I just kept working around a problem, like you were going to say, Kevin.
Exactly.
I was duct taping everything.
Right.
Man.
And you learn to live with the limp.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I'll just keep this. This is fine. This is fine. So when somebody comes in unexpectedly and helps repair all that, it's even a bigger thing. You know, I always like to say hindsight's 20/20 because, you know, you have that now perfect vision. But how cool was it that you got to spend time with your father-in-law during that time?
Yeah, that was great.
Your father came
in. No, I'm joking.
Your father came in.
Yeah.
You know, your kids now get to, you know, run free. And you sent a picture of the basement and it looks amazing.
It looks awesome. I'll post that.
Yeah. You know what was crazy is Michael... I'm going to post even to like some before and afters because Michael's flooring came in and did the carpet. I talk about them all the time. Sonny came in and did it, did a wonderful job. But then also did like vinyl planks in the area, and it looks great. Like made a functional like laundry room that we didn't have before, and so it just made a completely different experience. And it's so funny how you as a parent though are beating yourself up like, oh, I can't provide, but in reality all the kids just want to do is have the basement. And it's funny because we went to like the storage unit this weekend to get some of their old toys because we had to put some of the stuff in storage as we were doing this stuff, and it was like Christmas again. They're like, oh my god, I forgot I got this toy, I had this toy. So that was kind of cool for them to see their toys again and get all excited. But what a journey it's been. And we're not done, but like I actually got to take like
You're seeing the light.
Yeah.
And because the game wasn't what you expected and it wasn't that great, you had more time to really actually enjoy the basement.
Yeah, the football game they were playing around in the basement was way more exciting than the football game on the field.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
The cast list for the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special has been dropped. It includes some of the greats like Adam Sandler, Chevy Chase, Eddie Murphy.
The lineup's crazy.
Wow. Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell, they'll all be returning, wow, along with like current members like Amy Poehler, Chris Rock, Pete Davidson, Tina Fey, my favorite, Maya Rudolph, Jimmy Fallon, and more. So like,
jeez,
this list is so long, it would take me probably like 8 minutes to read the whole thing.
You forget how many people came through Saturday Night Live. Like, yeah, how many people's journey in movie, in television, started on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
wow.
There's some that were there just for like a brief moment, like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's crazy. I forgot about that.
Damon Wayans. I mean, you know, there's just a couple that were there, but it sparked their career or they moved on from it and had an amazing career because of it.
But that's not even it. Like, this special is like very special because they're also inviting celebrity guests like Miley Cyrus, Paul McCartney, Kim Kardashian, Sabrina Carpenter, and so many more. They also have 2 days before the Saturday Night Live special, they also have like a homecoming parade thing they're doing with musical guests like Lady Gaga. Like, there's just, they are going big for this, as they should. And like you guys said, sometimes when I hear Saturday Night Live, I'm like, okay, like I don't really watch that. But then to hear the list of all the people who have been on it, I'm like, okay, wait, this is actually like really good. Like, this might revamp. I might start watching this instead of the local news.
And I feel like people don't watch it like 11:30 anymore, like live. They just watch like the clips on YouTube that have gone viral and things like that. But it does, two things that like popped in my head when I said this. This might be the largest gathering of talented people who are all going to be working at the same time. Like,
yeah,
I bet they'll all do some sort of skit, some kind of feature. Like, sometimes when the Grammys happen or the Oscars happen, they're all just sitting there drinking and being rewarded. These people are going to work. And they're working and going back to their roots, who gets the biggest green room? Like, how do they divide that? Like, where did all these guys go? Like, I remember when season 40 happened, Eddie Murphy returning was like a big deal because he had like avoided it and not returned. Now, like, who are they going to roll out the red carpet to it? And who's going to be like ones like, I don't need one? Because every one of them are A-listers.
Right.
It's crazy.
I'm looking at the list. I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, Will Ferrell, Chevy Chase. Like, I don't know.
I think it's those like old school ones, like the Chevy Chase's, Dan Aykroyd.
Watch it be Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson's good. The biggest green room.
Right.
You know what I think will not be? You know what will be the most easygoing, though, of the whole list is Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I think Adam Sandler just loves all of his friends.
He'll get ready in his car.
Yeah, right. He'll be like, yo, I don't need anything. Like, these are just all my friends, and I'm here to have a drink with them and whatever you need from me. I think he's like so low ego, but it's going to be crazy to see. Every one of those people are the biggest names in any movie they're doing or any TV show they're doing, and they all came from the same TV show. That's crazy.
All right. I know what I'll be doing this weekend. It's going to be streaming on Peacock. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
A woman's boyfriend is furious with her because she refused to leave the house during the Super Bowl to go get him beer. And people are saying they should break up. 314-531-9898. Whose side are you on with this argument? I'm going to tell you right now, spoiler alert, the woman should be dumped. The boyfriend is right 100%. I know y'all are going to think I'm crazy. So this is a story. Woman says, hey, Super Bowl party is going viral online right now after her and her boyfriend got into a crazy argument. When he had some friends over for the Super Bowl, I guess they didn't buy enough beer. He asked her to run to the store to pick up some beer. She said she wasn't really into the game, just hanging out with them. And she's like, no, I'm not your waitress. I'm not just going to run out and go get you beer. He flipped out and got mad. Like, you're being rude. And stopped talking to her. Got into an argument about it. Even after the friends left, they were still not talking. And she's like, maybe I'm overthinking the situation. And people are like, you guys need to break up. 314-531-9898. Whose side are we on about the woman who did not want to go get her boyfriend beer during the Super Bowl?
I mean, I'm rocking with the girlfriend, but I don't think this is something to break up over. I feel like that's a petty argument.
Huge argument.
I think this guy should have been prepared for the Super Bowl. So if he knew he was drinking, he should have had a case or two or whatever.
He didn't
ready
know the Chiefs
go.
Were going
to
lose. He's probably You're drinking. Right. He's like, oh my God.
It's not her responsibility.
Prepared for anything.
Yeah, right. It's not her responsibility. I mean,
DoorDash a case of beer. Give
right.
me a break.
That's all I was thinking of. Like, why does she have to, like, do all that
Everyone's
for him?
Everyone's
like,
there hanging out, having a good time. There's no need for him to ask her to go do that.
I think they should break up. I do think, here's the reason. And everyone's probably going to be thinking I'm surprised that I'm on Team Dude here. And it's not because of this, like, masculinity thing or, like, oh, you need to go get me a beer, woman. It is relationships are about compromise. It is about doing things to make sure your partner is happy. She doesn't want to see him happy. She said, and I quote, I wasn't really into the game. So if your partner is hanging out with his friends and enjoying the game and he goes, hey, dang it, we're out of beer. And sometimes door dashing during the Super Bowl, it is insane. You could wait for like an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half. You can't just run to the gas station for 5 minutes, grab a 12-pack of beer for the friends, and run back. You can't do that for him. You can't do the little things. You won't do the big things.
Right, yeah.
She doesn't like him.
True.
She doesn't like
no,
him.
No, I agree.
She does.
Just because she's not into the game doesn't mean that she's not into the Super Bowl, though. Like, we've been saying, you know, for the past week or two, you know, you enjoy the food. You enjoy the community. Maybe she's having a good time. She's just not watching the game.
Well,
big whoop.
We know that in relationships, women are smarter than men. So she should have immediately then said, you know what, if I'm enjoying this game and I do want to continue to this relationship and make him happy, I can DoorDash. I can find a way to get this beer here without having to leave the house.
She's so worried about, like, I'm not your waitress. She's so worried about how the public perceives a woman running out to go get her man a beer. And then you can't worry about that stuff in a relationship. You need to worry about your, like, everyone else can go to hell, and you should only be focused on you guys. Who cares what other people think of you? I think as long as he's not being rude, like, look, so woman, go get me some beer. And he goes to her and is like, hey, let's reverse the situation. If my wife is having a girls' night and they're watching, what were you watching, AB, instead of the football game?
Sweet Magnolias
Sweet
on Netflix.
Magnolia on Netflix. My wife's having a girls' night and they're watching Sweet Magnolia and they're like, hey, can you go get us a bottle of wine? I'm already gone. I'm not going to. No, woman, I'm not getting you a bottle of wine. Like, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. I feel like Super Bowl's different. Like, she could be hanging out with, like, the wives and the girlfriends or whatever.
That
like,
everybody's into it. And she's going to be like,
still
she's
like I don't know.
Husbands could be hanging out watching Sweet Magnolias too.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like it's different because it's alcohol. Like, I don't love the idea of like drinking that much anyway. So
I kind of
get like the ick. Like, you already had like.
Be different if it was Taco Bell.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I will go get you some Taco Bell. 314-531-9898. Do you think this couple should break up, or do you think this is a complete overreaction fight? Who do you think is in the right, the man or the woman in this situation? We'll take your calls on this. Couple might break up over a beer run during the Super Bowl, and I think, yeah, he should break up with her. She didn't want to go get his beer. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. I know that sounds silly, but there's probably, to me, there's more layers to this argument that they recently had. A woman is posting this online, and she says her boyfriend had some buddies over the game. They didn't buy enough beer. She even said, I'm not really super into the Super Bowl. It was a huge blowout. And they go, hey, do you want to go get us some more beer? And she goes, I'm not your waitress, so I refuse. And then he got mad and gave me the silent treatment. He's like, I'm not talking to you. And I just feel like if you won't do this while he's having people over, will you do the big things? You won't even run out to the gas station to get some guys the beer so he can have a good time with his friends? Like, you should want to see your partner be happy. Hannah, you are feeling like the opposite. You feel like he kind of gave you the ick.
Yeah, he did kind of give me the ick. I feel like he should have been prepared, and I don't know. I feel like he should have maybe offered like some other things, or maybe the girlfriend should have had like, okay, I don't want to go get you beer, but like I can make you a cocktail upstairs or something.
I love how a lot of people are just using this because Kat had said the same thing. I've seen a lot of people texting like, he should have been prepared. Have you ever met a boy? And I use boy because us men and boys are all the
I'm
same.
I'm not dating
not
boys. I'm dating men who are prepared with their own
beer. They got their own beer. Unlimited supply of beer. Taryn, how do you feel? Do you feel like the man or the woman in this argument is right about the beer run?
The woman. I tell my husband all the time, he has 2 feet, he can use them.
Oh, wow.
This poor man. It's his friends that are over, so he has to leave his friends during the middle of the game that you're not into because he wants because you can't get him a beer?
Well.
Oh, look at that. Well.
But I am very strict, and we usually don't have that type of stuff in our household, and I refuse, flat out refuse to buy it. So he knows if he wants anything that involves alcohol, he has to go buy it. I don't like doing it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I mean, it's not really fair to her that like he can't like control like whatever. Like, you know, if you have one case of beer, you got like one case of beer.
What's really giving me the ick is that this is about liquor, and in my mind, they are both drinking. He's just probably drunker.
So to me, I'm thinking he's drunk, so this is such an interesting conversation.
He can't drive, obviously. He's like, well, you've only had one or two. You go do it.
Yeah,
and that's like,
see that.
No.
If she had any,
she
shouldn't
be driving. Yeah, totally different. Totally different.
I would think that's a totally different scenario. And I think,
but
like,
still, like, if she's like relaxing, having a good time, she just has to go out because he wants another case of beer. Like,
maybe she's like two Shirley Temples in, man.
Still not good,
Amy. How do you feel? The man or the woman? Who's right in this situation?
Oh, she is. Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. Because this is about, and AB just said it, about alcohol. And it is about their relationship. This is a big thing. But the alcohol is the catalyst here. So it's not about being prepared or unprepared. It's about drinking and driving.
Okay, so I'm assuming she's not drinking. It's his friends that are over. He's asking her to go. Let's just pretend
it was Taco Bell. Let's do that scenario. Or it was another grocery.
He's still dead wrong.
Okay.
It's one thing to ask. It's another thing to throw a hissy fit like a 2-year-old after you've been told, no, thank you. I would rather stay and do what I'm doing.
So see, and that's when I would have gone, okay, you can stay with my friends because they're not big fans of you anyway, and I'll go. It's like, has this been a win-win?
That's where the compromise should have been.
There has to be some kind of compromise.
Would you mind running out and getting something? Yeah, I would mind. Okay, let me find somebody else to go. I mean, he had a houseload full of people, and in front of his friends, he's throwing a hysterical fit and arguing with his girlfriend.
Thank you so much for the call. I think we're assuming that he like yelled and screamed. I'm assuming this is how the conversation went. And I don't know this because we're not getting all of the details, but he is furious, so maybe he does yell. But I'm assuming, because she said he's giving me the silent treatment, I'm assuming he goes, hey, will you go out? And she's like, no, I'm not your waitress. And he just said, cool, I'm not talking to you the rest of the night. I'm just done with you. And for me, that is not like throwing a hissy fit. Like, that to me is saying...
Silent treatment is a hissy fit. Are you kidding me? I'm not tolerating that.
Connie, who do you think is right or wrong in this situation?
Okay, I've been married for 38 years, and they both suck.
You know what? That's the truth. You know what?
Chances are, it was all about the tone. He probably asked her using a bad tone, and so she immediately said, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, she should have just done it and then addressed it later. So they were probably both in the wrong.
Yep.
Because you just sometimes just know the situation. If he's been drinking already, you're not going to... He's going to be pissed off. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Oops.
Hannah says worse.
He's going to be mad anyway.
Yes.
He's going to be mad anyway because you cannot argue with anyone that's been drinking ever.
See, Connie nailed it, guys. When it comes down to it, they both suck.
Yeah. There's the compromise.
That's the compromise. Guys, we're going to let you do your favorite thing. You get to judge if Hannah was rude or not. 314-531-9898. Is Hannah being rude when she heats up her stinky food in the microwave. What's the policy when it comes to heating things up at the work? If you have something that has strong smells, whether they're positive or negative, I think it's in the eye of the beholder. Can you, should you, heat them up at work? 314-531-9898. Hannah has been eating these factor meals we talked about on the show. Like, she accidentally signed up for a subscription that she doesn't know how to cancel. She has a million different, these microwavable meals. And so she heats them up in the kitchen. And now she's become the talk of the office.
Yeah, this is not a joke. The whole office is, like, giving me side eye for eating these factor meals during the show.
It started with just passive-aggressive looks. Now people are making actual comments about it.
Literally walking up to me at the microwave. Perfect example. Yesterday, I had a chicken Alfredo protein pasta that I was doing, and it did have garlic in it. And three people from our sister station came up to me and they're like, "We've been smelling like hazardous gas. Like, are you cooking something?" And I was like, "What? Hazardous gas?" And they're like, "Yeah, it's like making our eyes water." And I was like, "I mean, I have chicken Alfredo pasta in here." And they're like, "Oh, okay." And that was it.
Couldn't
be
more.
Guys, this is not some like tuna fish deluxe. Like,
no, it's the rudest thing ever.
Right.
You couldn't be more rude.
Are you kidding me?
I've been actually having secret meetings to lead the charge.
Yeah, I bet it's you who's making the tea really
hot. You can't heat up things when you work at a common building.
Let me eat. What am I supposed to do? Starve?
You could eat Uncrustables. You could eat like a million things that you don't have to heat up that stinks up the whole office. How did she describe it? Her eyes were watering. You cannot heat up something in a common workplace that has that strong of smells. Whether you think they're, because it's up to the beholder. So no, you're super rude. You can't do that.
Okay, first of all, I think all of Hannah's food smells awesome.
It does.
And I'm like jealous of it.
You would come to her defense.
So it's really weird to me that people are like, "My eyes are watering." I'm like, I think it smells great. Second of all, the first week I started working here, I get really obsessed with food, and I was really obsessed with tuna. I ate tuna for lunch every day for like a month.
And you were heating it up in there and stuff?
No, what I wasn't heating it up, but like everybody comes around by my desk.
Oh, yeah,
because
tuna
like,
does smell.
You can smell the tuna.
Yeah, that's disgusting, too.
I'm eating what I want.
I know.
No,
like,
that's
rude.
You got to think about other people, guys.
No, I don't. If I'm hungry and I'm paying $1 million for
these stupid damn meals.
I'm gonna eat them.
There's only been one time, I think, within like the entirety of this show that I've told Hannah, like, "Hey, Hannah, that smells really bad. Like, yeah, you're gonna need to throw that away."
And you, oh, so we're all just supposed to cater to A, B over here?
Right.
You have to throw it away.
She's the nose that knows.
No. Yeah. No. If you are affecting other people, you are being rude. You have to think about other people in the office. You want to heat that up at home, you go for it. But if you work in a common...
There's like hundreds of people that work in this office. I'm never going to be able to find something that abides to everybody.
Brett, you're only saying this because you're not hungry during show times. So you never eat.
I never heat up anything like that because I'm not a rude person.
It would be different if you were hungry like us.
I am not a rude person.
What if I don't like the smell of coffee? Am I going to rip out the coffee pots in the kitchen?
True.
That's not the same.
That's the exact same.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Is there a compromise to where like you heat up your stinky meal and then you put in a meal everybody would love?
You light a candle?
that would be a little bit more considerate.
Bring a candle to work.
No! Everybody just needs to relax.
All right. Does Hannah need to do anything differently? Is it a common microwave that she can just use because she is eating a meal and people need to chill out? Or is it considered rude? Clearly.
Oh my gosh, people love to light me up on the text line. Jeez.
Oh, I cannot wait to read these.
And that's just her family.
314-531-9898. We'll get to those next. Hannah said, "Oh my God, people are lighting me up on the text line." Can't wait to get to those text messages. Is Hannah being rude in the office, or do people just need to chill out? She signed up for one of those subscription meal things. It's like a healthier lifestyle, and healthy food always stinks anyways. It's like those factor meals, and she heats them up in the office, and people just keep making, they have strong smells. And so people have made a bunch of comments, given her looks, and we don't know if she's being rude or not. Is it like a common microwave in our like cafe break room area, and that's what it's supposed to be for? Or should she be considering and not heat up foods that have strong smells? 314-531-9898. What are people saying?
I'm going to start out with a nice text.
Oh, great.
It says, "If it were rude or unacceptable to heat up food in the common workspace/break room, then there wouldn't be a microwave to use in the first place. It's there. Use it, girl. And it's absolutely no different than the coffee scenario. Facts.
No, coffee smells good. And I like coffee.
There's the defense. Yeah. Boom.
Another
everybody
text.
Drinks coffee. Right.
Not me. The coffee
is for everybody. That's the biggest thing. The coffee is being heated up for everyone. Hannah, you're not giving everyone a little bit of your protein fettuccine Alfredo.
I always offer it to AB. She does.
So.
Always offer. Another text. This one's probably my favorite. Hannah is always rude.
Oh, wow.
That's all it says. Yep,
period. Damn. It does have a period on it.
Oh, my God.
And then a lot of people.
I love that person.
A lot of people are saying, like, it just depends what it is. Like, if it's fish, you can't reheat it. Also, a lot of people are saying if it's burnt popcorn, then you're really out of it. But, I mean, yeah, those are, like, crazy things.
You're saying that what you're heating up is just a regular everyday meal, and that's what the microwave is for.
Yes.
Okay. Laura, what do you think? Do you think that Hannah's being rude for heating up things in our company microwave?
Yes.
Yes. Tell her how she's rude, Laura. Go ahead.
Well, I work for a doctor's office, and one of my employees always brings Thai food and fish, and it just kind of reeks up the whole office, and we have patients coming in and out, and it's kind of embarrassing, to be honest, to have that smell, and it's really hard to air it out. I mean, we have some candles, but yeah, I think you should be more considerate of your employees and others that come in and out.
Think
well,
of all
what
the listeners.
People should be considerate about me and how I'm fueling my body for the show.
Think of all the listeners that come through our building,
I mean,
Hannah.
Damn, I'm trying to be healthy.
Think about all the listeners that come through the building that now no longer listen to our show because you have stunk up the office.
Oh, yeah, we got listeners in the building.
Laura, thank you so much for the call. What was this text message that literally made you gasp out loud?
Kate B., I hope this is your sister.
I do, too.
Kate B. said, Brett really said, rules for thee, not for me, with the coffee.
That's hilarious. Brooklyn Tom, do you think Hannah's being rude by heating things up in the microwave that have strong smells?
Oh, God, no. Listen, Hannah, how you doing?
Listen, great.
You go to another floor, you'd be rude to them, you don't have to see them again, and you bring it back up.
Whoa! That's genius. That's you need to be healing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
The school that's downstairs, get ready. Protein pasta.
Just wanted to say thank you for listening and rocking with us commercial-free every single day on the Brett Maga Show. And also thank you for everyone who has helped us collect these handmade Valentines. All these schools that have been making them for our Project Cupid. Oh, my God. We have more Valentines than we ever. We have more schools. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to deliver them to nursing homes. And it's all because of you. So thank you so much for making that happen for us. It's pretty awesome and pretty special this year. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Ariana Grande channeled her inner Chapel Roan as she called out Hollywood. I'll share what she had to say at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Something that's definitely like becoming a trend is people in Hollywood coming out, speaking their truth, and being transparent about their experiences and fame. We've seen documentaries come out recently, like the one about Nickelodeon. We just had Chappell Roan call out the music labels during her acceptance speech at the Grammys. Well, now Ariana Grande has spoken out as well. She is very, very firm in believing that young artists should have therapy provided to them by the TV or film studios and different record labels when they start out. She says it is so important that these record labels, studios, and big production companies make it a part of the contract when you sign on to do something that's going to change your life, that in way on that scale, you need a therapist to be seeing you several times a week. Hmm. So she's very firm in that, saying like, when you sign a contract, it better have something about therapy in there, because you know, you're going to be changing your life. You're going to be experiencing things that you don't even know about yet. The labels and stuff should be providing that for you.
100% agree.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally
one of the things that we, for some reason, seem to ignore is mental health, even though it's becoming less and less like of a stigma for whatever reason. We just still make people jump through hoops to get therapy. Mm-hmm. And then the entertainment side of things, when you are making people do film or movies and work realistically, like way beyond 40 hours, have to put out your art I think that the least they can do is provide therapy. I used to talk to a bunch of people that have done reality TV, like have done Survivor and stuff like that. And I would always ask the question, just like, after they make you do these reality shows, do they provide therapy? And some of them would say, yeah, like Survivor would give a year's worth of free therapy where they would reimburse you. And some of them wouldn't. And I'm like, how? You're giving them, you're putting yourself through the ringer for people and them to make money and entertainment, and you can't provide therapy?
I just feel like when you do something like that, or when you join a label, whether it be like TV or whatever, you're already signing a contract that you don't know the outcome of. So at least you should have some sort of like safety net as something as therapy. And it's not like that's like a multi-million dollar thing you're asking for. Like, I feel like the labels and stuff should have enough money where they could easily provide that to everybody.
I agreed. And if they don't, then they need to budget differently,
right?
And sign less artists and make sure the artists they do, the smaller people they sign, are taken care of for long term. Agreed. 100%.
I definitely agree with Ariana on this. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's do a Mega Mind question about work. More than 50% of people, employees, say they don't have these at work. What is it?
I'm going to say like a parking spot.
Ooh.
Like it's like a cluster every morning to figure out where they're going to go, where they're going to park.
Do you have a parking spot at work, Hannah?
I mean, I have a general idea of where I can go, at least. If we had street parking, oh,
because
AB wouldn't even work here.
Hannah
no.
parks in the employee of the month's parking spot every day. So
I started recently not doing that because I'm a little nervous.
Well, thank you.
She's
finally
doing better.
Yeah, because we're trying to win it.
Right. I think it's a microwave. They don't have a common room. They don't have somewhere to go to eat at work.
They know people are going to heat up stinky
exactly.
stuff.
I'm going to say they don't have like pictures of their family or their friends or something. Like their cubicles or whatever are just empty.
Empty?
Lonely.
Okay. Amy is the closest. She's not technically right, but she's the closest. More than 50% of employees say they don't have one of these at work. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. More than 50% employees say they don't have one of these at work. What is it?
Chandra texted in and said a decorated office or cubicle. So she's siding with AB.
AB had said the pictures, which is what I felt like the biggest
clue. The only pictures Hannah and I have are literally of each other.
That's even
perfect.
A bigger clue.
Oh, they don't have a picture of their significant other.
We
their
got
family?
Another text that I think might be it then. A lot of people don't have a best friend at work.
Or friend, that's how they phrase it.
Oh!
Not a best friend. They don't have what they consider a work friend. They have employees and coworkers.
Wow.
50% employees say they don't have anyone they consider a friend at work.
I like about 80% of the people that work in this building. Maybe 75.
Yeah.
Maybe 75.
Right.
Maybe 76.
You were higher on that list, Brett, until you complained about her stinky food.
Yeah, more. I feel like on Maury, they would be like, the lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Maybe 70.
He's going lower.
He's going lower.
We'll talk to Anna tomorrow. She's like, guys, I think it's like AB. It's just AB.
1%.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.